Well,
We meet
look
again.
who it is.
It's you.
My second worst enemy after.
She's my worst enemy, too.
I'm my own enemy. Just kidding. Hey, Michelle.
Hey, Pat. How
Wow.
are you?
We didn't scare you away.
I'm back for more, baby. I'm hooked.
Yeah, welcome back. Glad to have you.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm surprised to be invited back. I didn't make too much of a fool of myself the last time around, which is typical of me.
Once you get into Riverdale, you're sucked in forever.
I'm hooked. I started watching the next episode. I'm in it, man.
I just want to like live in their town and have all their dramas.
There's never a dull moment.
No, there is
Family
not.
feuds, interfamily conflict. Oh, it's an exciting time, exciting world to be in.
Ooh. What's going on? How's your anything new?
Nothing new, just same old, plugging along, living the dream, working 9 to 5.
Anything this week to cover? I'm like, what else? What happened? It seems like a pretty slow week.
Yeah, I think it was. I think for me, the biggest news that I saw was that they're rebooting the Scary Movie franchise, which Scary Movie is one of my favorite movies of all times. And I'm so stupid because I thought, how are they gonna remake? I literally thought they were gonna remake the Scary Movie, but they're just making it again for modern times. So it took me a minute to figure that out.
You know what I did?
I literally thought they were just gonna like do a remake of the literal movie Scary Movie, but they're just taking the format and putting it to new movies, which the new movies that I saw listed are like Five Nights at Freddy's, Megan. I'm like, who saw those movies? Maybe people did. I didn't, but
Speaking of reboots and like the Eclipse, I saw they're rebooting like Heroes, if you remember that show.
I do. Yes. Hayden Panettiere and some other
Right.
people that were big deals in like the early aughts.
I know, it's funny because I was like, had that thought. I was like, oh, I remember that show. Like, are people gonna get superpowers? And then I saw people like, oh my God, they're rebooting it.
Wow.
But everyone's like, you know, that first season was such like lightning in the bottle. And I remember like the last episode I ever saw of that show, and I was like, what
Yes.
happened?
It was definitely one of those, it was a phenomenon. I remember it being the biggest deal on TV. It made people huge stars, but then yeah, it totally seemed like it dropped off. I never watched it, so I can't say like, from a firsthand experience, but definitely they're pretty, I don't know. Hopefully they'll I feel like I don't really watch too much TV, other than Riverdale and reality TV. So yeah, it'd be interesting. Do you know if it's coming to like one of the streaming that like Paramount Plus or
Have
one of
no
those
idea. I saw
things?
it on Twitter somewhere, but we'll
Yeah,
see.
we'll see.
All I remember from that show is like the last episode. I think it just got canceled after this, but like Hayden Panettiere, Patatoni
Panera Bread.
or
No offense,
whatever.
Hayden.
Like she jumps off of like a building and then everyone's like, oh my God, she's dead. But she reveals to the world that she has powers, but then the show got canceled. So I'm like, the last scene of that show was her just like jumping off of a building. And
That
it's
is
like,
a lot
that's
of
a quite
cliffhanger.
the representation of the decline of the show. It's like,
Totally.
boom.
A literal representation of the show jumping off a cliff. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I wonder what they'll remake next. Like, there was Smallville, although I know that was problematic. And there's like, I don't know, Green Arrow. I don't know. There was all these like kind of superhero-based shows that like kind of came out around the same time. So Heroes
Yeah.
being one of them. So yeah, we'll see if there's more to follow.
The only thing I'm watching now is Shogun. Have you seen that?
Oh, that started. I just saw previews for it. I didn't know it had started up. Is it good?
It's good, yeah, but I have a problem with like foreign language TV shows because I'm always on my phone and I'm like, do I have to watch it the entire time? No, but it's actually really
Right.
good.
It looked really cool. I think they had a preview like at the Super Bowl or before it. It looked great, like very cinematic, big, sweeping, epic. Really looked cool. I did not like the book in high school, but I think rereading it, I might think
Yeah.
differently.
I've
But
read it
yeah,
twice
that's
and I liked
cool.
it.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out. Yeah, I don't really watch. I just watch literally reality TV in Riverdale, so
Oh,
I
well, you're gonna
can't.
love this episode.
Oh, this episode.
I'm sure you were like, ooh, we'll get to it. Yeah. Well, we can just jump right into it if that works.
Let's do it.
All right. Let's do our intro. So 3, 2, 1. Do do do
Do do
do
do
do do do
do do do
do do do
do
do
do do
do
do.
do. Roast
Roast squad.
squad assemble.
Assemble.
Does Riverdale
Riverdale.
season 2 episode 29 Primary Colors. So last week on Riverdale, a secret comes to light, or a secret will comes to light, bringing back some old faces. Hiram's secret plan comes to light faster than he may have hoped, and a race for the mayor kicks off. Woo!
Beautiful.
And then this week, In the aftermath of Hiram's newly announced plans for Riverdale, Jughead resorts to a drastic measure. Veronica goes against her parents' wishes to keep a low profile. And Mary Andrews returns to Riverdale as tensions between Fred and Archie reach a breaking point.
Wow. You give me goosebumps, man. That's great. Great prose.
So we start with a Jughead voiceover, one sheet of paper. That's all it took to confirm everything Betty had feared, that she had let a dangerous psychomaniac into their house. So it's
Where
like,
go, Betty.
So it's overlaid with her like just slaying into Chick. Like she has been waiting for this moment for so long. Like you don't even hear what she's saying. She's just like screaming at him.
She's like pounding her fist into her hand for emphasis. She's very worked up and very satisfied that this moment has finally come.
She's like, I knew it. Like, you know, it's a DNA test. Like, you're a faker, Chick. Like, you're not a Blossom. You have no drop of Blossom blood. And I love Chick's reaction because he's like, of course I don't. I don't even know who the Blossoms are.
Like, who are these people?
What the hell are you
Never
talking
heard of them.
About?
Mm-hmm. I actually was confused because I'm like, Alice is his mom, but is she a Blossom? But we'll get to it. I was with Chick. I was a little confused myself.
Yeah, I had to remind myself because I think... So the Coopers and the Blossoms, their grandparents were like brother and brother. They're two brothers and one of them murdered the other one. And then that family line broke off into the Coopers.
Oh, okay. Got it.
So yeah, I'm like the whole thing. I'm like, what the hell is Blossom blood? Is it like maple syrup? It's just this whole dumb thing.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, yeah, Chick is like, I love this. Again, I said, he's like, of course I don't even know who these people are. And she's like, Blossom blood is Cooper blood, Chick. Like, you idiot. Like, that means you're a fake, that you're not one of us. So she's like, Mom. She goes running to Mommy. And then again, like, Alice is defending Chick. And she's like, okay, of course he doesn't have Blossom blood because he's not Hal's son. Hal is not the father. And I'm like, woo, Alice.
Maury Povich came out of the wings for this
That's
moment.
That's what I wrote. I'm like, this needs to be an episode of Maury. Like, who is the father? You are not the father.
You are not the father. Well, Betty can't get it through. She's like, what? What? What do you, what? What do you, what does that mean? She just is not computing. That's
right. So we cut over to the Hal Cooper is interviewing Hermione for like the newspaper. And I'm like, this is the first time we've ever seen him actually doing his job, like as a reporter, interviewing somebody. Like Alice is a reporter too, but she's never worked like maybe one episode she helped with a high school newspaper. It's so funny.
Yeah, I was like, what is he doing? Oh, he's got a tape recorder. Oh, he's okay. Yeah. Hal's working.
So he's interviewing her about the mayor, and she's like, Hermione's like, look, Riverdale's been losing businesses. We're in a deficit. People have been leaving the town. So building a maximum security prison, you know, that means jobs. That means security. And that's how Hal, like, just turns to Veronica, and he's like, hey, you're gonna follow in your mother's footsteps and be the student body president? She's like, oh, you know, I look at my mom, she like balances work life and being a housewife. So this is where they're like, well, speaking of housewives, we have our very own Andy Cohen here from like the Real House. Is he the Real Housewives, I guess?
Yes. Well, he hosts the this is one of the most bonkers moments I've ever seen on TV. Speaking of housewives, and then Andy Cohen comes out. Yeah, he hosts the Real Housewives reunions. He's like Mr. Bravo TV. And he gives a little endorsement like, oh, I think the lodges are great. I don't remember what he says, but it's just like, why is Andy Cohen here? It makes no sense. I was literally going down a rabbit hole. Like, are they on the same network? Like, it was so weird.
Yeah. He's like, oh, I love Hermione Lodge. She's a fierce, savage businesswoman. Like, I would love to have her in my corner. But I'm like, yeah, I'm like, this is so weird because it's like, is this product placement or is this like TV show placement inside of a show? Like, what's up with that?
What's up with that?
And Hermione's like, oh, yes, my dad was a small business. I'm just a businessman. And Andy Cohen's like, where's my damn check? Like,
I said my 50 words. Give me
Right.
my royalties, peeps. Like, come on.
So, you know, Hermione's like, I don't know. She's talking, pulls Veronica aside. She's like, look, this campaign is not going to be easy on any of us. Like, especially because that prison thing came out earlier than expected. Like, people are going to see us as enemies. So this endorsement, like, we just need to take this endorsement and keep our heads down. And I forgot Kevin's there and he's like, fangirling over Andy Cohen. It's just like this very dumb.
It's so weird. It's so weird. I wrote at the beginning of the scene, why is Kevin there? He's just sitting on the couch next to Ronnie. Andy Cohen shows up for no explicable reason. Hermione and Veronica are talking and Kevin is taking selfies with Andy Cohen in the background. Like, it just doesn't make, it's the weirdest scene. Hal's doing his job. It doesn't make any sense. Things have been turned upside down.
Well, the next morning we see Fred and he's like, Fred's reading the newspaper and it's like, you know, Andy Cohen endorses Hermione Lodge. And Fred's like, who the hell is Andy Cohen? Like, he's got that look on his face, like so confused.
Right.
But like Archie comes down and he's like, look, Dad, I know you're again really against this prison, but like, I think it's a good idea for the town. And Fred is like pissed. He's like, you know, prison will rip out the soul of this town. And I'm like, I have no idea about this. Like, our prison towns were overrun with crime. Like, right. Seems like they could bring good jobs. Like, I'm not shooting down any time. Prison towns, right?
That's what I don't know anything about it either, but the way that they are making it, they don't really have a good reason that they're saying about why not to have it other than it sucks out the soul of the town. Whereas the lodges, they're coming in saying, we're going to have jobs. It's going to be, you know, security. Exactly. We're going to help the town get on the map. Like, I know there's two sides, but you know.
Yeah. And I'm like, the only business in this town seems to be like the maple syrup business, which is entirely controlled by the Blossoms. So it's like, how long is that?
And, yeah. Yeah. And the lodges are trying to go legitimate. The town is, the maple syrup business was really a heroin running operation, right? So it's not really, the bar is really low on what, on legitimate business in this town.
Exactly. And so Fred's like, look, I'm not going to be working with the Blossoms like anymore. Like, if they won't let me out, they'll have hell on their hands. So he just completely wants to wash his hands of all of this. So back at school, like the gang's all hanging out and they're discussing like the closing of Southside High, I guess. And they're like, you know, they're going after Veronica. They're like, oh, that's the sole reason your parents wanted to close the school, to build a private prison, like build it on the bones of a school. And they're like, Betty's defending Veronica. She's like, look, Veronica had no idea about any of this. And Jug's like, anyway, I'm going on a hunger strike to protest Southside clothing. And Archie, like, can't believe this at all. He's like, dude, you're, like, always eating. And Jenny, I've mentioned this before. It's a joke in the comics. Like, Jughead's always eating hamburgers. But, like, he's really not eating all the time on the show.
No, he's not.
They keep trying to make it happen.
Yeah. Archie eats more than him. Archie, as he's saying this, he's eating a burger or a sandwich or whatever.
Well, now I just love this. So Ethel comes up and she's like, what's up, Veronica, you sleuth? For your crimes against Riverdale, we find you guilty. And she pours like a cherry red milkshake all over Veronica. This... And so So we cut to the bathroom and she's cleaning up and Betty's like, oh my God, you know what's really chilling about that milkshake thing is Ethel brought that all the way from Pops and she didn't drink a single sip of that milkshake. She must have been really pissed off at you.
You must have really messed up, Veronica.
Oh my God. She walked like miles and didn't drink it. And Veronica's like, don't worry, I'm going to F her up later. Don't worry about that. But for now, it's not the time for drama and scandal. I just need to be perfect. Perfect. No mistakes. No mistakes. Like, remind me of Marge. Like, gotta be perfect. Gotta be perfect. Like, pulling out her hair.
Right. Throughout the episode, we'll get to it, but like, it's almost like her eyes twitching. She's like, must be perfect. Like she's on the breaking point.
Right. So like after she's walking in the hallways and she runs into Reggie, who's like putting up posters running for student body president. And he sees Veronica and he tells her like, forgive me for this, you guys. But he's like, hey, Veronica, heard what happened. I've got some nuts to top off that milkshake if you want. Like, Reggie,
whatever your last name is, inappropriate.
Oh my God, it's so inappropriate. And so, like, Reggie starts laying into Veronica. So he's like, hey, what are the odds that your mom and dad are going to be the first inmates at this prison? Like, you know, he's going off. And Veronica at this moment goes into full, like, PTSD, like, war state, like, flashbacks. Like, we hear, like, a ringing. And she just snapped. She punches Reggie right to the floor. And I love this punch, by the way, because it's like, it's just the way they film it, it seems like it's like not even her punching. It's
Right.
like a man's fist, like
Right.
flashes to like her fist and then like an arm flying that's not even
Yeah,
hers.
totally. Boom,
So
Riverdale.
Riverdale, that's where we get the credits. So
So one thing I'll say is I when Betty and Veronica are talking, Betty's like, why is she mad? And I didn't know if this had been brought up before, but Veronica says that her family, or at least her dad, is the reason why the Muggs, Ethel's family, doesn't have anything. They lost everything. So Ethel has some long-standing revenge that she's been holding on to, and now is taking it out on Veronica. And
right, yeah.
that comes up later. So
Yeah,
I just
this,
wanted to,
yeah, no, that's good context. Yeah. It's like the earlier episode, I think her dad like tried to commit self-harm and because he completely destroyed his life and he was like invested with him. And that's why Hiram went to prison in the first place. So
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah. There's some history there.
right. So okay, so now we cut back to like Cheryl. So Cheryl's like in her bedroom at night when she hears a creaking noise. So she notices like her door handle slowly turning open. She goes like, who's there? And we hear footsteps running down the hall. So last episode we saw like Cheryl's mother and uncle, they were just secretly talking like, we gotta eliminate them somehow. They don't really say exactly what they're doing, but Cheryl knows like something's up. She overheard them speaking. This is the next morning. She's telling her mom like, someone tried to come into my room last night. She goes, oh, just shut the hell up. Like, crazy old Cheryl making things up.
Well, I wrote down, why are they eating in a greenhouse? Wouldn't it be all wet and musty and
Yeah,
gross?
I don't know. It's like a tea room or greenhouse. It's just
Yeah,
weird.
it just looks
Yeah.
uncomfortable.
Well, Penelope's like, anyway, Nana Rose, how about you hand over the keys to your company to old Claudius here, And she goes like, I'm not dead yet. Like, I take it out of my dead hands.
Nice.
Yeah. And so Claudius is like,
Nana Rose is portrayed as this weak, feeble old woman, but her mind's still sharp. She knows what's going on.
oh yeah, I love Nana Rose. They're like, oh, don't worry about that. Just drink some more of my special blended tea. So like Cheryl kind of has her eyes on that.
Yeah.
And I don't know, have you ever seen those like teapots where like they're like the assassin teapots?
No.
This is kind of what it reminded me of. So there's like teapots where if you put your finger over a hole, it'll pour different liquids. So like that's,
Oh.
he had his thumb in a position. So I was wondering if he's like, able to pour poison and then able to pour normal tea. So that's the vibe I
Oh.
got.
Oh, interesting. I have never heard of that, but that's a good detail. Good pickup.
Yeah. It's kind of like a, like an old like Japanese like ninjas or, there are people who just find a way to pour poison to people. But
Yeah. Oh, cool.
anyway, the
Cool.
next, back at the lodges, they're like, oh, you feeling better? You gonna punch anybody out today? And they're like, Veronica's like, look, this is all your fault, basically. Like, you're the one who like screwed up Ethel's life. Maybe if you offered her father a nice job at the prison, we can make things up. And Hiram's like, oh no, I'm not gonna do any of that. Like, you listen to us, you follow our orders. So like, I'm not doing what you tell me to do. Your job is to stick your head in the sand and be a good, obedient girl. You're like, oof, you don't know Veronica very well, do you?
Nope. She's gonna do the opposite.
Exactly. So Veronica's like, you know what she's gonna do instead? Run for student body president against Reggie. And Chuck's like, oh, for fuck's sakes. Yes. He's like, your parents want to take over Riverdale, and now you want to take over the school. Is this your parents' evil bidding? But Betty's like being supportive and all this. She's like, look, I know. Like, she asked her to be the running mate, so Betty agrees. And I'm like, are there, running mates for high school?
Right.
Whatever.
Yeah, a joint ticket. I don't think so.
But Betty agrees, and I'm like, oh, like maybe they're trying to get things back to normal. Like, this is more of a normal plot line, right? Like, student body president, not
Yeah.
bringing
Not
down a gang,
murdered. Right. I
skinning a
love the
woman.
yeah. Oh, I love the open hostility between Jughead and Veronica. And they try and write it off like it's part of Jughead's hunger strike, like he's in a bad mood because he can't eat, but I think it's more than that. He definitely just hates Veronica and the lodges and doesn't try and hide it.
If you picture like Jugs just kind of like slouched in the corner, kind of like, God, he just like hates everything Veronica says. He's like,
Yes.
shut up, God, I hate
Yeah.
you. So now we cut over like for some reason. Oh, this is like just for some reason, like Tony, we just cut to her at cheerleading practice, like just twerking it out, locking and popping to some Dugs. dubstep. It's like it.
I wrote Tony sexy dancing.
And it's like panning across all the cheerleaders, you know, and they're like, oh my God, these moves, like, I like this. And I'm like, what the hell is happening? Like,
Right.
just
I'm
Tony,
like,
like.
is this, yeah, putting on a performance, let's say, for a dozen of her peers. I was like, is this tryouts? Is this practice?
Yeah, I had to look it up because I had to look it up. I guess this was Tony trying out for the team, kind of like what the other girls had to do. But I thought this was just normal practice. I was like, what is happening? Well, so basically the point of this is they're like, all right, Cheryl's like, okay, obviously Tony's on the team. So she gets her inner circle and invites them over to a sleepover that night, which is mandatory, by the way. And so now we cut over to like Andrew's construction. So Fred and Hermione are talking and he's like, look, you know, I want out of this contract and I just wanted this to be a quick, clean break. But Hermione tells him, we might need to get their lawyers involved. And Fred's like, I expected you to say that. He's thinking that to himself. And so back at the, we cut back to like Hiram's study and he's asking Archie about this hunger strike Jughead's on. And Archie's like, I don't know, Jughead just loves making a political statement. Like he's just very idealistic. He wants to, he lives in this fantasy bullshit, like utopia world, good versus evil. But Hiram's like, look, I live in the real world, Archie. You know what must be done. And I'm like, oh, is he telling Archie to go like beat up Jughead or something?
Right.
But no, he's like, look, we need to accelerate our timeline on this Southside High. So I've got some news for Jughead, and I think it'd be better if you deliver it. So I'm like, this is kind of a dick move from Archie, but, you know, he delivers Jughead a flyer, and it's like, you know, 6 weeks, or no, they're going to be tearing down Southside High in a week. Jughead's like, this is outrageous. They're supposed to give us 6 weeks notice. And so Archie just starts laying into Jughead. He's like, look, you know, my dad got shot actually right over there, like 5 feet away from where we're eating lunch. Like, you know, I think, you know, if this prison could change the town, like, I think that's a good thing. And I'm like, again, I'm like, Archie's in his mind. It's like, well, the prison will stop crime because the bad people, like, it won't do any of that, Archie.
Yeah. A part of, I was wondering, does Jughead know that Archie works for Hiram? He must.
Yeah. He's like,
yeah. Okay.
Like a couple, before you were here, he's like, oh, you got your head so far up Hiram's butt. Like,
well, pretty plain, can't, when you put it like that.
But Archie's like, Jug, why do you even care about Southside High? Like, you went to school there for like half an episode, 4 days, which is so funny. And Jug's like, do you not get it? Like, I grew up on the South Side. Like, that's where, you know, me and my family, my sister and mother lived. Like, you know, it's been being torn up piece by piece. And like, that South Side is like the last reminder I have of them. It's like the last physical place that I can visit that reminds me of my family.
Yeah. So, well, yeah, it's like, okay, I get, he has this emotional connection to it. On the other side, earlier I was thinking, do they have enough kids in the town to have two high schools? Like, it kind of doesn't, it kind of seems like a waste of resources. So
yeah, yeah. I think Southside High is like six, you know, it's like the Serpents.
Right.
But anyway, like, you know, Jug's like, you know, your dad's going to be bulldozing the school, but he finds out that Archie's like, no, my dad actually doesn't want to work for Hiram anymore. So he's kind of like, oh, father against son. And so now we get this like weird scene where like, so it's this night of the slumber party. And I think I texted you about this, but it's like all the girls are like lined up back to, you know, they're combing each other's hair in a line. And it just reminded me of like monkeys picking lice out of each other's like hair.
That's a really good visual, actually. I was very thrown off by that. It's very out of nowhere. There's no reason for them to be. I've never, just, it's very weird. It's just a very odd image.
Right. But like, anyway, like Cheryl tells everyone at the slumber party, she's like, look, my real reason for inviting you over was, it wasn't to celebrate Tony joining the team. It's actually because I'm just like terrified of this house. Like, I'm really scared of like my uncle Claudius. Like, he's just a complete stranger to me. Josie's like, ooh, like, you know, Josie's like, Cheryl, are the killers in the house right now? Like, are you hearing voices? Are you sure you're not just completely insane? And Betty has to make it all about, oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was like, oh, and Betty just has to make it all about her. She's like, well, if Cheryl's crazy, so am I, because I've got this weird slender man kind of person living in my house too.
I wrote the exact same thing. I wrote, way to make it about you, Betty.
Like, we're here to support Cheryl and her fear of being in her house with her mother and uncle.
Her murderous family. And Betty's like, oh yeah, me too. My trauma. It's like, oh, Betty.
Well, anyway, they all go to sleep and Cheryl and Tony are in her bed. And she's like, she opens up to Tony. And she's like, look, to be honest, I didn't really want to invite everybody. I just wanted to invite you, Tony. But her mother would never allow that. So they like lean in and they're about to kiss when they hear a loud thud down the hall. They run out and see that Nana Rose has fallen down the stairs. But it seems like they're like, has she been fallen or has she been pushed? And I knew you would love this, the sound. Did you write?
Yeah.
So like we see Cheryl like screaming, but it sounds like the witch's scream you hear at like a haunted house or something.
Yeah. It's very, it's kind of, so it's in slow motion, but then there's this banshee high-pitched scream and the thud sounds like a sack of potatoes being thrown on the floor.
You're like,
and they're all like in lingerie, which is very, I don't know. It's a very,
right,
not quite age appropriate situation, but yeah, it's, they're all terrified, especially Cheryl, to see Nana Rose at the bottom of the stairs.
Yeah. So we cut and we see like the paramedics taking Nana Rose alive. So luckily she survived the fall. But we see like Penelope and she's kind of like setting the stage to the paramedics. Like, oh, you know, Nana Rose has been suffering sundowner syndrome, losing her senses in the night. So she's like setting the stage for something bad to happen or creating a plot, basically. So in the we see Cheryl and she's like, she's freaking out. She goes, oh my God, my Uncle Claudius is wearing my father's pajamas. And I'm like, well, if he did just come out home from like being in the Merchant Marines, maybe he had to then have a pair of pajamas. Like,
that's true.
But I'm like, or is this Claudius actually Clifford Blossom?
In the Riverdale world, it could happen.
But yeah, I'm just going to say no. I don't think they ever like really explored this plot line or angle. But I'm like, maybe they had this like idea in their head that like Clifford never died and it's just his uncle or he's a clone or something. Like that would have been so good.
Missed opportunity. That would have been great.
Cloned in a vat of maple syrup.
In cold, cold blood.
Well, anyway, the next morning, Archie like opens his door and he's surprised to see his mom's there, Molly Cooper. And I'm like, Molly Cooper and Indy Cohen or
Molly Ringwald. I was calling her initially. I was like, Molly Griswold. I mean, Molly Ringwald.
I'm like, wow, they really shelled out for this episode.
So we learned Andy Cohen and Molly Ringwald together. And
but we learn like she's gonna be Fred's lawyer against the lodges. So they're going over stuff. She's like, oh man, you gave up 20% of your company to the lodges. Like, and I don't know, I'm just so confused about this business stuff. I'm like, wait, why did Fred give 20% of his company to work on this project to be paid to do construction? Like, I don't know if that makes any sense, but I don't know, that's whatever.
That's beyond my comprehension. I think, yeah, it's just Fred's just the muscle. He needs some brains to come in and figure out this contract situation.
So Archie's just being an idiot. He's like, why are you like, Dad, who cares? Why do you need this lawyer? I'm sure the lodges will let you out of their contract. And the parents are like, look, we've known the lodges way longer than you. Like they're sneaks. Like they're not gonna let you out like without a fight. And Archie's being like a little hormonal baby and storms out. He's like, well, whatever. Yeah. Screw you guys.
You don't understand.
Pretty girl. We're it's so like now back at the school, we see Veronica doing like it's a cupcake and kissing booth voting event. So she's like, get a cupcake and kiss if you vote for me. And she's like, I flew these cupcakes in from a bakery in New York. And I'm like, I would just be all over those cupcakes. Like, no, no need for the kiss. Just give me five cupcakes instead.
You got my vote.
Like, poof, no kiss, please. Ugh, stay away. Well, anyway, Ethel comes walking up and she's kind of disgusted. So she turns around and she's like, Veronica's like, comes to apologize. And she's like, you maybe would win over the boys with those kisses. Or try to win me over with those cupcakes. But those cupcakes are mine. And I'm not going to let you have the vote. Cupcakes.
Pushes Veronica out of the way.
But she's like, so Veronica's like, look, Ethel, like, with your dad, like, I want to make things right. Your dad can expect a well-paying job in the future. So she's going around her parents in this way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm like, Veronica, you can't promise that. You have no authority to hire people for.
Exactly.
Maybe she's just putting the cart before the horse. She'll figure it out later, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's just making more problems for herself.
So, and then later we cut to like, now we cut to Jughead and he's with the serpents and they're discussing like the demolition notice. And the rest of the serpents are like, like who really gives a damn about the school? Like we said
Tony's
bye
like,
to it.
I'm sorry to talk over you, but yeah, Tony's just like, we have moved on, Jug. We're doing fine. We got our own thing going on. Let it go.
Right. Like the school is way better. Like, who cares?
Right.
And
It's just a building.
Jug's going into it. He's like, next will be the white worm. And, like the serpent, like he's like, it was our home for the serpents. Like South Side, it's the soul of the South Side or whatever. And they really don't care about this at all. And so then he's
They're
like,
making those little like football triangles and kicking them through the goal posts and blowing spit balls through straw. They just don't care.
Right. It's a chicken. It's like, I don't know. He's like the Yucatena, which were like the Indian tribe. Like they and became the serpents later. They're like, they fought and died protecting this land. And our parents fought to keep it safe during the riots. And now it's our turn to protect it. So like Jughead's ready to go to war over this. And like you expect to see the crowd getting like riled up and they're like, yeah, but we don't even see any of that.
One guy just kind of nods his head, like, okay, I see what you're saying. But yeah, it's not like, war cry, let's go.
Right. And so later we cut to like Archie's at lunch with his mother. She's like, I really hate to be back and see you and your father fighting. And like, I know like you think this is your first serious relationship, but like I just want to ensure you don't get led astray by like her good looks, basically. Like, she's pinning you against your family, like it's against her better judgment. And Archie's like, but it's nice to like the pretty girl. But Archie's like, no, that's not gonna happen. And she's like, okay. Yeah, I'm sure Ronnie's an amazing person, but so is your father. So it's like, oh, this is a nice
Yeah.
kind of moment. Archie's like,
Yeah.
thinks about it. And, okay, so Betty comes home from school like later and sees Kevin in the kitchen chatting with Chick. And so
He
like
sold her out?
he
Oh, sorry, I
did
skipped ahead.
it. To know he did. So yeah, Betty's like, she finds out basically that Chick and Kev continued their online chats. I'm like, oh, Kev, you dirty dog. Like, he's probably just, he probably thought Chick was pretty cute and into him. But yeah, he revealed like the whole catfishing scheme. And
Like, thanks, Kevin.
Betty's like, get the hell out of my house, Kevin.
I'm
Like, leave. Leave. Get out of here.
gonna eat one of these cookies that you guys have been baking, but get out of my house.
Kev's like, seriously? And she's like, no, I'm serious. I'm like, I'm scared of Betty.
No, you do not want to be on the wrong side of Betty Cooper.
No. So she's like, Chick. You listen here, don't mess with any of my friends. Like, and I thought she was talking about like hooking up or something, but I don't know. Anyway, he's like, Betty, you and I are just the same, trying to fill the void. Like, remember what you said about the darkness that we all like. And Betty's like, you know nothing about my darkness, but you will. I'm like, oh God, Betty, here
Oh
comes Dark
no.
Betty, you guys.
She's been working to keep her under control, but Chick is bringing her out.
So in the back of the cheerleading practice, Veronica is with Josie and like she's like, look, I know things have been strained between us. But she's like, we're not even talking, bitch. Remember, I hate you. You stole my band, the Pussycats. It's like, what do you want? And so Josie's like, look, okay. Or Veronica's like, look, Josie, I thought maybe like you could endorse me for class president. And I'm like, if this was real life in high school, I think most people would hate Veronica's guts. But like, if somebody was like, you're endorsing somebody for school president, like I'm definitely not going to vote for you.
It's right. It's such a, I wrote, I'm like, there's, I wrote Ronnie pulling strings. Would any school election actually be like this? Like all this endorsements. She, to get Josie's endorsement, she says that she's friends with Andy Cohen. I'm like, again with Andy Cohen?
Right.
But she says that she'll get him on. And she's like, I never miss an episode of Watch What Happens Live. And she says, I can get you on as a guest. And I'm like, Watch What Happens Live is a popular show, but it's not that popular. It's not like a big daytime talk show thing. But anyway,
Yeah.
it seems like it's a lot of work and a lot of pulling favors for student body president of Riverdale High
Yeah.
election.
I don't know what the show is, but I'm like, yeah, you're really trading like a TV sh like show experience for an endorsement. Like, this is an expensive like gift. I don't
Yeah.
know what, but
Yeah,
I'm
it's a
just.
late night show. It's literally a late night show on a cable television network that is targeted towards older, millennials. Like, I don't think Josie's Well, what do I know about her music? But anyway, it's just very weird.
Yeah, but
It'd be, yeah.
I'm just like, if I was in high school, I'd be like, wow, this person clearly cares way too much about this. Like,
Right.
screw this person.
Right.
Like, I remember when I was in high school, I think this was like this girl's friends put up posters for like, vote for her for prom queen. Like, you wish you were her. And I don't know if it was
Oh.
like a mean joke or something, but like it turned into this huge incident where like people started bullying this girl because she was running
Oh
for
no.
prom queen. And I was just like, who, nobody does that, at least in my
No.
school.
No, well, in my school, it wasn't that. It was just like this kind of the, you know, more popular people. It wasn't even, there wasn't like elections or runoffs or debates. It was just people, you're on a ballot, maybe you put up a few posters, you vote for the person you know. Like, it wasn't that big of a deal at all.
Yeah.
But for Veronica, I guess she's motivated by her parents. Sticking it to her parents or something, but she and I, maybe she just doesn't do anything half, you know, halfway. She just really, really wants to be student body president and is willing to do anything
Well, my
to
school is
make
so
that
funny
happen.
because it was like the band leader was usually like the president or like the prom queen. Like the band voted like in the biggest block, and
Oh, right.
clearly I went to a super cool high school where like the band was bigger than the football team and the cheerleaders. But it was so funny. The
If you had
nerds
the
rise.
band vote, you were gonna win. Yeah.
So, okay,
Well,
so
the thing
next.
with,
Oh, go ahead.
sorry, at our school, the really the main thing the student body could do was just read the morning announcements. I don't remember them really doing, I'm sure they did other things, but that was really the only public facing thing that anyone did. So
Yeah.
how much power do you really yield?
Exactly. So now we catch like, the lawyers, Fred and Mary, and the Hyrums are talking about the getting out of the contract, basically. And they're like, Mary's telling them like, oh, this contract's exploitative, like we want compensation, we want to be released. But before Hyrum can respond, he gets a call with some grave, grave news. She's like, it's Fred. All we hear is like, he did what? So now Jug Archie's with Mr. Lodge, and he's like, get over there as quick as you can. So Archie's like on his bike now, and we get this like him racing off on his bike, and like he skids to a stop.
It's this 80s action music, like do 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 do,
Like he,
like very high stakes.
it's like the mobster sending his goons to do something, but it's this Archie on a bike, like racing around.
Pedaling as fast as he can to get there.
Yeah, so he pulls up and he finds that Jug and the Serpents have chained themselves to Southside High. And he's like, they won't be able to tear down the school without getting blood on their hands. And Archie is like, oh my, you can't do this. Like, he's trying to talk Jug out of it. Well, now we cut back to the Coopers, and we see Chick is sleeping, and a lighter, like a Zippo lighter, just keeps flicking on and off on his face as he sleeps. He wakes up. She goes like, Betty's like, you think you're the only one who can scare people by acting all crazy and cuckoo bananas? You might have my mom fooled, but not me. I'm gonna bring you down because I catch the bad man. I caught Clifford. I caught the Sugar Man and the Black Hood. Guess what? They're all dead. And I'm like, imagine Chick just sitting there, like, who the hell is the Sugar Man in this hood? Like, what are you talking about?
Leopard Blossom?
What's
Who?
happening?
So true.
It really wasn't that intimidating. Like, it's kind of her just flicking this lighter in your face and be like, what the hell is happening? What are you doing?
Yeah, it's just more confusing than anything.
Anyway, back, we see Betty supporting Jughead at the school. And she's like, they're talking about, like, oh, this is great. Like, this is, you really got them, because it would look terrible if the sheriff tried to drag a bunch of teenagers away from the school, trying to peacefully protest and protect it. And they're like, yeah, and this whole thing would go viral, which is a publicity Jughead would really want. But like, it seems like nobody cares. There's no press. There's nobody around. Like, I think Jughead's like kind of saying like, oh, well, yeah, we could definitely use the press for this.
Did you see the chains that they're wearing?
It's like costume jewelry.
Totally. It's just so obviously styrofoam or plastic.
I said this, I think I wrote that later, because they're getting like, they get cut away,
Yeah.
and they see him cutting the chains, and it's like totally fake.
Well, one's like draped over his shoulder. There's some around his hands. I'm like, if they were real chains, they'd weigh, you know, 20 plus pounds. There's no, he's just sitting there with like a little chain necklace around him.
It's like the plastic stuff you get at like Party City, for like a
Exactly. And that's exactly what it looks like. They don't make any effort to make it look more real. It just, and you can almost see like the little plastic pieces on them holding it together.
Kind of like partially spray painted, like just like.
They're like, crap, we need some chains. Go to the dollar store.
And I just love this too, because they're like, oh, if anybody else tries to take us away, we got some backup. And we see like the older group of serpents, and it's like this 50s car, like those old ones that they race in, and it's FP and his gang, but it's just like a bunch of fat middle-aged men leaning on this car, smoking cigarettes, like beer bellies, trying to look all cool. And I'm like,
right.
It's really not that cool.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, it's like, hey, you want to get the gang together? It's like, let me get my cane out.
Exactly. Oh, my my jacket's in storage. I got to pull it out, get the mothballs off of it.
It doesn't quite fit as well as it used to. It's all like stretched out. So anyway, yeah. So back, we go to like a campaign rally for the school. So Josie's on stage and she's like, I endorse Veronica for president. And it's like, you girls especially got to get out there and vote. So, and they start singing this song about like suffrage and the 19th Amendment.
I knew you would love it.
It's like, ooh, yeah, woman got the right to vote, baby. We get like another Samsung product placement of Kevin. Like, oh my God, I got to record this.
I wrote that down too.
Well, anyway,
catch this moment.
As the song's going on, Ethel is walking through the crowd delivering flyers to people. And it's like a fact sheet of, we zoom in and we see it's like a picture of Veronica drawn as the devil. And it's like, did you know that her parents like, bought pops in the register, where she's best friends with Nick St. Clair, like in a sexual essayer. Veronica knew about the prison. And like the crowd begins to gossip. And I think we learned this last episode, this is all like insider knowledge. So nobody knew all about this. And so Veronica like stops singing and she goes like, oh my God, how'd you get all this information? Like, I offered you your dad a job, Ethel. What the hell? She's like, oh, you mean your half-hearted bribe? And Betty's like, oh my God, I can't believe this. So Betty just storms out of there. She didn't know any of this.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Kevin. So Kevin's videotaping this and he's like, oh my God, this is insane. Like a YouTuber, like this right. is nuts. And I'm like, it's really not that crazy.
Calm down, Kevin.
It's like two girls, like he's like, ooh, like world star. This is
crazy.
Yeah,
he's just holding his phone up, just like, whoa, like moving it, whoa, panning across the crowd. Oh, can't wait to upload this.
So like after, so Veronica runs off and we see Ethel and Josie talking. She goes, thanks for the inside information. She goes, well, the lodge has hurt a lot of people this year. Us girls gotta stick together. I'm like, I love it. Josie, got her.
Got her. She played the long con. She pretended she was fine with it, but she remembered. She got the revenge her mom needed, she avenged her mom against the lodges. So
I'm like, don't mess with the pussycat or you're gonna get the claws.
That's
baby.
Right.
And so like now in the fallout, Veronica and Betty are talking, and Betty's like, oh my God, like this explains everything. When the school we learned Southside High was closing, you were the one trying to make everyone stay calm and try to welcome the serpents in here. Like, you knew it. You knew all this was going to happen. She's like, you lied to us. And Veronica's like, it was my parents' plan. I couldn't do anything to stop them. And like, Betty's like, whatever. I can't trust you anymore. Like, I can't be your running mate. And she runs out. God, Veronica's an a-hole. All I wrote was, Veronica is an a-hole. So Veronica, we can see her go home and Hermione confronts her and she goes like, well, anything interesting happen at school? And she's like, oh crap, you heard about that. So they're like, what happened to laying low? Like, running for president's exactly what we told you not to do. And now this flyer is out and everyone knows all your lies. This is why we told you to keep a low profile. And so Veronica, like, this is her like heart, her breaking moment. She's like, look, like every day we're being attacked. We have so many enemies. I have to face all the terrible things you've done. So like, if I became the president, people would stop looking at me as a criminal's daughter. Mm-hmm. Like, it would insulate me against all the criticism, protect me. And I'm like, none of this makes any sense at all. It's like, if you're the president, people can't make fun of you. Like, they're definitely gonna make fun of you.
Right. Then Hermione has this, because Veronica's crying, and Hermione has this moment where she almost sees her daughter for the first time in my mind as like her actual, like an actual teenage girl who's dealing with all this stuff. They've been treating her like an adult, in their crime world plot. So we'll see if anything changes, but it was definitely like, oh, are you like, I was like, why are they bringing her into the crime world? I guess she asked for it, but
Yeah, she wanted to be a part, but
I don't feel like super bad for Veronica because she is trying to, she's like trying to be a mini Hiram in her own circles, but it's a lot for a teenager to handle. So I felt for her in this moment.
no, I agree. I feel bad for her, but yeah, I was just saying her plan doesn't make any sense, but it's just her kind of like, oh, I just wanted to do something for myself, or
Almost like
anyway.
kind of have like a normal high school experience, even though she was doing it for not kind of like to stick it to her. I mean, anyway,
Yeah,
it's
I mean, like, how
just,
many high schoolers are like a part of their parents' business? Like, it'd be a lot to be like a sophomore or whatever. I mean, like, oh, yeah, I'm running, also doing business and firing people and taking over property and doing all this.
Offering people jobs, like it's just a lot. She
Integrating
took
a
on too much.
school. And, yeah, exactly. And so now, like, if we, I don't know. So, next thing we get Betty, she comes home from school and her mom's like, Betty Cooper, you come in here right now. So she talks about like Chick went crying to mommy about like, did you go to Chick's room and like put a lighter in his face? And Chick's like, it was so scary, mommy. Like, I was really frightened. And then so Chick did some digging of his own. So he went through Betty's stuff and he's like, look, I found this weird black wig. And he's like, they're like, what's with that wig? And Chick's like, that's what she wears when she's having sex with Jughead. And Elsa's like, oh my God, like what? Like this is a she doesn't know about they're doing it. And so like Alice kind of just loses the plot. Like she just kind of like just gets like stunned by this news. She's like, oh my God, is this true? Like it runs out of the room. So yeah, do you have anything to say about that?
No.
That's pretty much it. Like she finds out that Betty is active with Jug, basically. So
And
back
it's
at
just,
yeah.
yeah, it's just an es a further escalation of Chick and Betty's hatred, like tit for tat
Ah.
going after each other.
But Chick kind of
Earlier, I
got
was
her.
thinking he did. He totally did. I kept thinking Chick is younger than Betty, the way he, because I guess Alice is babying him a lot. She's like, oh, come here, like, let me hold you. And we'll find out later how old he actually is, but I was surprised based on
Yeah.
his actions and attitudes.
I think he's supposed to be like 23 or like 25 or something. Like
He's
this.
25, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so because she had them like when yeah when they were high school, like a senior in high school. But anyway, so now we go back to the school, and of course it's so funny because like all the serpents just kind of ditched the being chained to the school thing. Like it's just Jughead by himself, and he's like, "Well, that sucks because I got all this tasty food for you, you know? Like I know you're on a hunger strike, so I guess I got to eat 12 burgers by myself."
And Jug's like, give me the bag.
Nobody's like, I know you're on this hunger strike, but nobody here, like, no one's gonna know that you broke your hunger. I'm like, are they gonna eat like a dozen burgers between the two of them at this point?
After a hunger strike, your stomach would hurt.
He's like, no one's gonna find out. I'm like, I can think of one way they'll find out. Like, oh God, where's the bathroom? It's like,
Why did we bring
oh,
a porta potty?
why did I eat six burgers? Like, my stomach. He's like, you're chained to the
Wrapper.
wall.
I didn't even think he's chained. He's stuck there. All these surrounded
Greasy.
by wrappers. Oh no.
Like, FP's like, okay, he tells him like, just like clockwork, we knew this was gonna happen. Hiram called me and he's like, look, this new development they're doing, they're gonna have some penthouses and maybe I could give you one of these. So FP tells him like, this would be enough room for you, me, and Jellybean and your mom. We could get the whole family together. And Jug's like, wow, yeah, great balcony view of the prison from our window, watching people have prison fights and get shanked in this courtyard. Like, what'd you do, Dad? And FP's like, well, I hung up on his ass. Like, I got burgers for you and I'm here to support you. I'm like,
Yeah.
oh, what a nice moment.
Such an yeah, he's such a good dad.
Yeah. Like, and so back at the Andrews house, we see that they're all having dinner and Mary's like, it's really nice like to see Jughead again, but Archie's like, oh, crazy old Jughead. Is chained to the school supporting some crazy cause like an idiot. I'm like, okay, well, he's your friend. Like, you don't have to believe what he's doing, but he's not crazy and an idiot. And Archie's like, well, he's fighting for nothing. We're fighting for something. Like, he's basically saying he's fighting for nothing, but it's kind of a dig at his dad because he's like, you're doing that. And this just sends Mary off. And I'm like, Michelle, like, I don't know if you want to take this because I feel like you would do a good job.
Well, she just says, Do you know your father? He worked his way through high school when his dad was sick with cancer. He started Andrew's Construction with no money at all. He ran that thing to put food on the table that you're eating. Like, you have some respect. And Andrew, or what's his name? Fred is trying to, he's like, Mary, it's okay. It's okay. She's like, no, like, you have some respect for your father. He works hard. He's put this family on his back. He cares about this town. Like, she just goes boom, boom, boom. I was like, Emmy, Oscar, shut it down.
I knew it. I was like, I
I
knew
was,
it.
I was, I was like, yes, Mary. She just puts Archie in his place. And she says, I'm not going to sit here and take it. And she just slams her fist on the table and walks away, leaving the two Andrews men in stunned silence, like, just best acting, best scene I've seen in so long. Just amazing, amazing.
So good. Oh yeah, you nailed it. Couldn't have said
Thank
better
you. Yeah.
myself.
That I didn't even take notes on that. I just a little bit. I was just like, I was like, yes, queen, yes. That was so
Right.
good.
Yeah, like Archie, what he says was like, oh, at least Hiram's got a dream. Jughead doesn't have a dream. And she's like, you saying he doesn't have a dream? Let me tell you.
Yeah, no, uh-uh.
Oh, okay.
Archie's been, yeah, she puts him in his place. He's been getting a little too big for his britches. It's like, no,
Yeah.
have some
Well,
respect.
so now we go to like the Coopers, and Alice approaches Betty and she's like, okay, like, look, now they're having the awkward sex talk, basically. Like, I hope you're being safe using protection, which she says she is. The mom's like, look, I'm very well aware of how alluring those FP men are. And Betty's like, oh my God, mom, like, did you and FP have a thing? Like, is he Chick's dad? Oh my God. And Alice is like, no, he's not Chick's father. But Betty's like side-eyeing her, like, oh, not too sure about that one.
Yeah, I was like, did you take a DNA test? Like, how does she? I guess she might know, but yeah, it's very, there's definitely some questions in the air.
But Alice like opens up and she's like, Betty, okay, I know, like, Chick, I'm not an idiot. Like, I know Chick is kind of this weirdo, psycho, kind of dangerous person, but like, he's damaged and he's been alone all these years. Like, she literally abandoned him, sent him to a nunnery. He had no parents. Like, probably had to get by on like sex work to survive, and got addicted to drugs and all this stuff. So she's like well aware of this. And I'm like, that's fair enough to her. She's like, he just needs somebody. So she's trying to be an overly protective mother and probably make up for it. So yeah, I don't know. But Alice is, Betty's like, oh no, he's dangerous. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She doesn't, she's not swayed by her mom's charity.
No. So we go to the hospital and Cheryl's visiting Nana Rose, and she goes up to the doctor and she was like, oh, are there any updates, basically? And so he's like, yeah, it's really weird. We found this basically a poison in her body that comes from the super rare root, like a Tanis root. And like, they're like, yeah, it's just grown nowhere, but I guess your mother told me that it's found in it's in your greenhouse, and they caught your mother grandmother chewing on it, and it's part of like her sundowner syndrome. And so Cheryl's like about to like open up and like, oh my God, like, I need to tell you something. Like, I think my mom's been poisoning her. When Penelope comes bursting in, she goes, oh my God, what are you doing? Get out. Like, there you are, you crazy girl. So basically, like, the mom like is keeping a close eye on her.
She leads her away and mouths sorry to the doctor. Like, yeah, she's just making her seem like she said, oh, looking no worse for wear. She hasn't slept in days,
Yeah.
worrying herself sick. Yeah, she's making it seem like Cheryl is losing her mind and doesn't know what she's talking about.
Exactly. Oof. Mom is building a story. Cheryl's crazy, and the mom is like Down syndrome. And so back at like the Coopers, Betty, pulls Chick aside and she's like, hey, like, so mom wanted us to bury the hatchet. Like, let's just try to get along with each other. And Chick's like, well, why would I believe you? All you've ever wanted to do is get rid of me. Like, I think I'm afraid of you, Betty. Like, you're crazy. Like, you killed that guy. Like, you hit his body. You like took went through his phone, went through his evidence. So Chick is now like kind of twisting this on Betty. Everything he's done, he's like, I'm scared of you, Betty. Like, you're a monster. Oh my God. So that's not gonna go well.
No. Yeah, he kind of gets her because it's true. I guess I didn't, like, she did touch the body and go back. So there's all this physical evidence that links her to the crime. So he's kind of got her in a tough spot.
Yeah, I think, does Betty say she's like, oh, I'll go to the police, or
Yes.
I'll do something. And he's like, oh, I don't think you'll be doing that. Like, yeah. And this is where he kind of says, like, I'll pin this whole thing on you. So
Exactly.
you're not going to be doing anything like that. Becca, like, we see Cheryl in the car with her mother. And Cheryl's like basically accusing her mom. She's like, oh my God, you've been poisoning Nana Rose and doing all this. You push her down the stairs. And the mom's like, I can't believe this. You're going completely insane. You're losing it, Cheryl. Like, I have no choice. They'll take care of you where you're going. And so I love this one so much now. Like, Hiram and Archie are talking, and he's like, every goddamn hour Jughead's changing that school. It's bad for our business. It's time to take him away by force. And Archie's like, how could he? You can't do that. It'll be, terrible optics. He's like, if the police take him away, it's like, well, it's going to be you and the wrestling team that does it. And I'm like, there's no media there. No one cares. But Archie's like, no, I can't hurt my baby.
I can't do it, Hiram. I can't do it.
And Hiram's like, remember, you took an oath. And there's consequences if you don't do the oath. So Archie's like, okay, I'll do it. But you have to prove your loyalty to me by releasing my dad from all his commitment. I'm like, that was pretty smart by you, Archie.
Yeah, that was very smart. Good thinking.
And actually, I was wrong. So now a crowd is formed in front of the school. And I'm not sure why this is the first day that people cared, but there's tons of people there, and they're like, save our school, save our school. Archie approaches with the wrestling team, who's, I guess, like, they're owned by Hiram, and he's got his bolt cutters. So FP is about to stop him, but Jughead's like, no, let him in, let him through. We've already won. Look. And they got a crowd of people. They've all got their phones out videotaping this. And Archie cuts the costume chains. And I love Jughead because he's acting like Jesus Christ. He's like, he's like, oh my, like he's acting like it's just overselling it. He's like, yeah, I can't
Yeah, the
believe you.
chains. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, he's like, I can't believe you're doing this,
Yeah, the chains break away like butter, like a thin piece of paper. Yeah, it's okay. So he cuts the chains and then walks back through the crowd and then looks back at Archie. And I'm like, how do they come back from this as friends? Like, this
Right.
is a pretty, big betrayal on Archie's part. He does say he's sorry, but
Yeah. And they're like glaring at each other, like, I'm like, they were brothers and lovers, and now they're enemies.
a deeper bond than even with their girlfriends. Yeah.
And so, like,
When he, sorry, when he was giving his speech, like, look around you, Archie. We've got the exposure we want. Look. And I wrote, look at all the Samsung phones. Everyone just holding them up.
right.
Look at them.
So good.
Go to your local AT&T store and buy one now.
So we go back to the trailer, and like Jug and Betty are talking, and it's like, I hope this made a difference. And they're like, this is the starting point. Hiram's been exposed. Like, now they raised awareness, so everybody knows about this. And Jug's like, I'm not done yet. I'm gonna run for student body president. And I want you to do with me, Betty. And I'm like, I just love like the high school politics. So I'm sure the whole school would think like, okay, now we got this weirdo, and now we got the rich girl and Reggie. Like, I think Reggie's gonna win this one, you guys.
Yeah, right. When Ethel came in with her flyers, I thought she was going to be running, which would have made sense. Like, oh, I'll take on Veronica, but no, she just wanted to bring her down. But yeah,
Yeah.
just more people getting thrown in the mix.
So Betty's like, I'm all in with it, baby. We gotta do it. But I also have an ask. I want to stay here at the trailer with you because I can't be live with Chick any longer. Again, like, I'm like, now we got this, like, the high schoolers that live together in a trailer all by
Yeah.
themselves. Like, it's just so
Well,
funny.
yeah. Well, Jug's like, okay, like, what's he
Sure.
gonna do? Say no.
So Archie comes home, and then their parents are celebrating. They're like, oh my God, this is great news. Fred's free from the lodges. Like, and we got even more news. Now that we're done with the lodges, Fred can officially announce that he's running for mayor of Riverdale. And like, his mom's gonna be sticking around. And then, like, Archie's like, fuck. He's like, oh God damn
Oh.
it. He's like, oh, I thought we were free. And Archie's like, oh God, no.
Crap.
So now we got the Andrews and the Lodges running for mayor. Jughead and Veronica running for student body president. It's all set up, baby.
Ooh, loyalties are going to be tested. Friendships broken or not? I don't know. There's a lot of drama happening.
And so now, like, now we see Tony stopping by Cheryl's house, and Mrs. Blossom's like, oh, Tony, Cheryl's not going to be around anymore. She's off at a boarding school in Switzerland. Don't ever come by this house again. And we cut to now Cheryl at the Sisters of Quiet Mercy, the nunnery. They're like, don't worry. Like, Mother Teresa or whatever her name is will take
Like
all
mother.
your pain away. And Cheryl's like, oh, that's great. And they're like, yes. And the conversion will start tomorrow. Riverdale.
Riverdale. Wow.
Wow.
This was a very parent kid heavy episode for me. Like they're kind of getting a little insight into their relationships, like parents seeing their kids as real people for the first time, or like learning about the parents' backgrounds. So it was a little bit slower in terms of action, especially compared to the last one, but kind of more emotional heart. So you did a great job.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I felt the same. It was like a lot of plot heavy stuff, and
Yeah.
yeah,
Setting
but
up.
it.
So a weaving a tapestry of complex emotional relationships.
It was fun. Yeah, I'm like, it's funny because I actually feel for Archie. I'm like, Archie's just like some like teenager who's like, oh, my parent, I don't get, he's just a hormonal teenager. But I'm like, lots of people are like that. I probably was like that, where you're just like, I don't understand why you do this stuff, Dad. Like, why don't it's, but he obviously is not right, but he's also just being a teenager.
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of you think you're right, your parents don't know anything.
You think you know
They're you're
everything, right?
yeah, exactly. So
Like, we've been
yeah.
here a long time, you're being disrespectful, so.
Right. Yeah. I am really interested in the whole, I like that they have the parents there and kind of they're all connected in their own ways too. Like they have their own histories with each other. I think that makes it more interesting when the stuff is happening. The current events are happening.
Gonna say it better myself.
Well, great job, Pat. Thanks again for having me.
Yeah, thanks. It was fun. You're doing a great job.
Oh, well, thanks.
So, you know what happens when you step on a serpent?
You get bit. Did I do it right?
It bites back.
No.